USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping his upcoming impeachment trial in the Senate is dismissed outright, tweeting on Sunday that many people share that view. One who does for sure is his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who says the president did not commit any impeachable crimes.
True here, we have a clash between two branches of government. They are impeaching him for a non-crime, high crime, misdemeanor, low crime, small crime.
He spoke on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. Democrats in the House expected to send two articles of impeachment against Trump to the U.S. Senate this week. At least 11 people are dead after 2 days of tornadoes and other severe weather in parts of the South and Midwest. States of emergency declared in Arkansas and Mississippi. Fatalities reported from storms from Texas and Oklahoma to Louisiana and Alabama. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Queen calling her three princes for a family meeting. She wants Prince Harry to meet with her, his father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, today to discuss Harry's desire to step back from his senior royal role. They're scheduled to meet at the Queen's estate in Norfolk. Gasoline prices in the USA have risen a bit over the past 2 weeks, but industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's more of a price correction after several weeks of falling prices and not a result of tensions in the Middle East.
The average price of gasoline, retail, regular grade, is up 4 cents. The new average is 264, but it was not because of Middle East tensions. It was not because of crude oil at all.
At least a dozen people shot in separate incidents on Saturday in the city of Baltimore. Five of them have died. Two more shootings reported last night. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Teachers from all around the state of Florida will be gathering today for what could be the largest education rally in that state's history. About 20,000 teachers are expected in Tallahassee. They'll gather to call for more school funding, higher teacher pay, and less state testing of students. Florida ranks among the bottom 10 states when it comes to teacher pay. Director Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the big winner at the Critics' Choice Awards last night, named Best Picture. Also, it won its actor Brad Pitt the trophy for Best Supporting Actor. Joker star Joaquin Phoenix picked up Best Actor, while Renee Zellweger won Best Actress for portraying Judy Garland in Judy. Laura Dern winning Best Supporting Actress for her role in Marriage Story. On the TV side, Fleabag was Best Comedy, and Succession picked up the trophy for Best Drama Series. And the Tigers of LSU and the Clemson Tigers will meet in the college football national championship game in New Orleans tonight. Top-ranked LSU coming off a record performance from Heisman Trophy winning QB Joe Burrow against Oklahoma when he threw for 493 yards and 7 TDs and a 63-28 win for the Tigers. Clemson is looking to defend the national championship that it won last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.